Welcome to the Destruction Podcast, episode 21. If episodes were IPCs, you could buy 7 infantry with the number of podcasts we have produced. But you cannot. We're ready to go. Round 8. Global. 1940 Alpha. Fucking, I say that wrong all the time.
Well, round 8, buddy. That's a long way in.
Round 8. Muggsy's the Axis. Ray and I are the Allies. I probably should have said that in all the episodes.
I think you did.
Ray and I are the Allies. Muggsy's the Axis. He did. And he's ready to throw in the towel, but he's not gonna, because he's a puss. And the sun's still out, and we still got beer.
Yeah.
There's Hobgoblin in here. It tastes like a fucking Welshman's cock.
I think you mean Angel's vagina.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, let's break out the Hobgoblin.
Let's. And from by let's, I mean you fucking wood. To drink this shit.
That's okay. We'll take... Get the glasses out, Dave.
You're such an asshole, Dave.
No, you know what? It's got a whiny taste
fucking episode,
to it.
Episode, by the way, we report that Dave is still an asshole.
I'm still an asshole. That didn't change.
Every day, Dave.
There you go. What do you guys
every
want?
Every day, Dave.
A couple of glasses.
Is that 500?
Yep.
Let's all talk over each other because this sounds good on the podcast.
When
we all talk over each other, yeah, it sounds
enough.
Really good.
All right,
especially
I don't
when you do equalizer, levelizer, levelizer.
Levelator.
Later.
Levelator.
Late.
Levelator is the program.
Later.
Makes Muggsy sound like he's a real man. And makes Ray and I sound like we're less men than we actually are.
That's right. I am not a real man. I talk softly.
You could not make me sound like a lesser man. I can do that on my own.
Levelator does it quite well, actually.
Here goes. Rate. From the origin of England called Witchwood.
You know, you're going to be hobbling around for a week if you drink that fucking
Hobgoblin.
Shit.
Fucking right he is.
This terrible. Hobgoblin is a dark...
This Hobgoblin gobbles hob.
Dark amber...
Get it? That was
body.
It. Never mind.
I get it.
A bit of a froth. Almost like a Guinness...
It. Somebody shit their pants.
It does have a bit of a stout.
Oh man, does somebody shit the pants?
You can have a taste, Dave. You forgot. What
I'll
this
have
was.
The rest of the bottle, but it looks fucking gross.
Think there's nothing left in the bottle.
Well, then stop pouring them in the glass, you faggot.
Take what a
you
sip of that.
Holy fuck, who shit?
Him.
Not.
Fucking fart.
Take
crazy.
A sip out of that one. Tell me that's not a nice ale.
It's not.
Just to have with a
terrible.
Steak. You're not gonna pound them all night.
Fucking kill
you
me.
Just wanna. That's not me, dog. What the fuck?
You know what? It's not that bad.
Isaac,
it's not that,
that
good either.
Well, something really got a dirty wop.
It's very bitter.
Cheers, yeah, no. Yeah,
I
cheers.
Haven't wiped my ass in 3 days. Yes, is that maybe cheers. What you're
your hand? Yeah, perhaps. Or wait,
oh,
what?
No, I did wipe with my hand. I didn't wash my hand for 3 days. That's
see, that's a nice
was.
Beer with a meal.
So, in case you didn't notice, this is an Axis and Allies podcast.
A meal in a hooch.
We're talking about hands
a whole lot
and
of
asses
shit. And, you know, all sorts of stuff.
Hobgoblin beer that tastes like fucking
you gotta
cock.
Give people a variety. You can't just talk about one thing.
Dave,
nobody's gonna listen if we just play the fucking game and not...
They wouldn't.
Be gay. So here we are, being gay.
Besides, Dave,
I,
playing Axis and Allies. There's many women on the other side of the door. But like Ray says, stress starts...
On the other side.
That's right.
And, break on through.
I'm taking a look at the board. Germany's ready to buy their shibby. They got heavy damage. But they do have a nice presence in Africa.
Yeah, they do.
The Italians did not attack Egypt last round, which just fucking boggles. I don't get it.
How about more than what the states did not purchase?
The states did... Oh, we're going to get to the states. First, we're going to talk about Germany and then USSR, and then we're going to go down the line here. Yeah. Germany's got a heck of a force there in Germany. A little bit on the line.
Got no transportation.
But the actual border between Russia and Germany has been violated back and forth a few times, but now it is back pretty much to where it began. Germany has their shit. Russia has their shit. Russia's sitting in Bulgaria. But other than that, they're not really outside of Russia. They are... Oh, they're in a lot better shape over here. I didn't notice what happened over here. Russia has 3 guys in Yakut. There's Japanese territories in the Soviet Far East. Not the actual Soviet Far East.
This is very serious.
Buryatia, Sakha, and Amur.
This guy's going to make you some money.
This guy in Yenisei is a mechanized infantry. Russia can move forward now because the Japanese tanks turned back to bank of fight in Manchuria, but Britain is now got Manchuria with 5 tanks, and China can move their shit up there next round. Japan's fucked, but they got a big navy. There's an American navy parked in the Sea of Japan, but there is a Japanese navy which is probably twice as big, just next door. And America doesn't have much coming back up because, as Ray stated earlier, he didn't spend any money on the United States last round.
Oh, yeah.
Now, in his defense, he only had $13 to spend, and really, what could he have bought? Well, a couple of subs might have been a good start. But he didn't buy that. He bought nothing. That means America has a shit ton of fucking money to spend next round.
That's right.
In the Atlantic, however, I bought a cruiser and 3 transports to bring some shit over to help England and maybe smack Gibraltar back down for us first.
You lost your carrier.
No, my carrier's still there. It's just in the
Marshall
Zone. Okay, I have 2 carriers in C-Zone 10, here. 1 British and 1 American.
Spoke too soon.
With 2 Hellcats on the American.
Oh, you're sitting fine over there.
And 5 British transports.
Oh my God, you're going to unload for rounds upon rounds until you run out of infantry.
Yeah, Germany's got a little punch. I think Italy is just waiting until they can do it all at once, but...
Germany still has a lot of tanks, and that's going to do a little bit of a walk.
Well, they're looking to get into Egypt, but they won't do it this round because Alexandria's got a blocker out front. However, they do have tanks like crazy in...
They could
Europe.
Just non-com everything to one.
They could, yeah.
Because you're not going to attack with a bunch of ones, and when he's going to have
my Brits in Egypt and Alexandria are there to defend.
He won't even have a one. He'll have 3 2s.
But if he gets in there, that's a lot of fucking money for Italy.
He'll blitz
and
down.
Germany.
You're going to might want to drop a couple tanks next round, move them up.
I can't afford it. I need to hammer up here. We got to kill the Red Skull. Maybe I can. Maybe.
One tank.
$12 I could probably spend down there.
Well, that's a lot, though. That's still a bomber.
I have 2 bombers in London.
Well, you don't need bombers.
Ready to wreak havoc. At any rate, that is the situation. Anzac bought an aircraft carrier and loaded their 2 planes onto it last round.
They've, sitting way down south, though. Not effective yet.
No, but they did retake Philippines last round. There's 3,
for the States, yep.
3 Anzac subs off the island of Palau. That can not get to Japan, but
they're not interested in that.
There are, off of Java, 2 British battleships, a destroyer, a transport, and a submarine. That's a fucking nice little navy.
Yeah, that's a good little navy that's been building, but I got a single cargo ship floating all alone in the Sea of India.
That's
the
a
Indian
home
sea.
In the Indian Ocean.
Indian Ocean North.
They call it in National Geographic.
Yeah.
But it's in no danger.
Oh, that could be in a bay someplace.
It can meet up. You can pull everything back to Malaya and then climb all the fucking way up to where the Japanese Navy is right now in C-Zone, that one. 19, I think.
Could even get Formosa from there,
the
and that's
coast
a point.
Of Shanghai. Formosa is a point. 1, 2... Oh, from Malaya, yeah. Not from India.
No, not from India, but the India guys could join up with the battleships on their way up.
We're looking really good. I think if Germany wasn't doing as well as it is, and it's not really doing well, get me wrong.
It's not.
But if it was doing worse, I'm pretty sure Muggsy would have threw the towel in.
A little worse. Just a little worse, yep.
But there, he's got options.
He does own the meds. If Italy's going to put money into Navy, he will hold the Navy forever. This is his decision point right now.
Yeah.
You got bombers that are eventually going to make it to Russia. I think you should operate out of Russia or out of here for your bombers. Your range would probably still be the same, cutting through the Baltic maybe, possibly.
Well.
Or going down here.
This is what I've been doing, Ray.
For a little support.
I've been bringing them from London.
Yeah.
It's 4 moves to Germany.
Yeah.
Hit Germany, land in Leningrad.
And then
on the way back.
Yep.
Hit Germany.
Yeah.
Can't land back in Leningrad. Yep. Have to land back.
Operation Leapfrog.
No, I could go back and forth from Leningrad, but if I go back and forth and land in London one turn, then land in Leningrad the next turn, Russia gets that $5 bonus for not having allied units.
Nice. That's even better. As a matter of fact, just work out of London if that's what you got to
do. So every other round, it's an extra $5 for Russia.
That reminds me, I can't land and help you out here, eh? I mean, with the British, I can't help you out here.
You can this round.
I can't take over. I can't give you 2 and make you lose 5. You're down. I mean, that's junk.
But I'll be collecting 3. That 2 every round. And this British bomber will be in Leningrad at the end of Britain's turn anyway. So those guys being up there.
Okay, well, I could grab them and you could just go there.
Take them more in sock on your turn. These guys
move up.
Yakut will move into Buryatia. I'll have
this
all
guy
shit
here. I thought
there
was going to do it, but those tanks were more successful than
they
what
can
I thought.
All do it, really. But
actually, the British the British would really like.
And I think you can take it. And I think if you do take that,
that's
you might
game.
Just fucking throw
yeah, there's a towel there because now that's a major.
Yes, talk a full fucking lot. Shut the
well,
fuck up.
Well, I'm just saying.
We're making up for you not talking
board.
At all.
It's my turn. That's what you're supposed to do when it's your turn. You shut the fuck up.
No, we have to talk. If
it's
I
not
have
the time. It.
No, I talk. Well, it's my turn and your turn.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Chatty
yeah,
Cathy's.
Cathy, chatty.
I'm going back to the
I'm just kidding. I like your commentary. It's just it's fucking me up because I'm thinking about this and not that.
He's like,
so
okay, I got everything ready. I'm going to fucking go into
game
Poland.
Right here.
But oh my God, Shanghai's about to pull.
Yeah. Korea will no longer be mine.
You guys are pissing me off.
So rather than start a new game, if we do finish this one quickly, I think we should go frolic in the woods or something.
No, we should bring out fucking anniversary.
Something
dude,
fun for once.
Fall for
I didn't bring
really
Shogun.
Bad.
No, we'll go play in the gorge or something.
I think once. Germany's gonna fall.
Get out of the gorge and fish and fucking frolic.
Frolic like, in the fucking hooch?
Like else?
Like fucking.
Oh, wait.
Poops. 20-year-old?
You can't come in, right? You
can like, night, like teenager?
You could party
teenager?
Twice as hard as a 20-year-old.
Fucking heck.
And you'd have 10 bucks to spare.
Alright then, love.
Let's do that.
Edit the gainers.
Actually, let's just shut her down, start anniversary. It's only 6 o'clock.
We will in a round, probably.
We'll never finish anniversary.
No, but we can start it.
Round, get it round.
And it would be good.
So, if we do the May 9th thing, we're going to have to get a bottle of vodka, some choot-choot, and we're going to have to decide what we're going to do because
we're
going to
play. Yeah, we are globaled out. I don't know about Isaac, but I'm globaled out.
I'm ready to start something fresh. I'm
yeah,
not gonna lie.
I like anniversary. Let's go with anniversary.
The only thing that's really
show
gonna
hands
throw the
for
towel,
anniversary.
Let's just all talk
show about. Hands for anniversary. There's three of us. We only need two. We're all.
I fucking love anniversary. However,
yeah, let's do anniversary.
If we can get Randy to come,
did you? Oh yeah.
He's only familiar with 42. Now
let's
anniversary, 42, the rules aren't
that's
that
fine.
Big.
That's fine.
What I was thinking was May 9th. Well, what we do on Remembrance Day is we play
that'd be
global
great if
and
he
we
came,
play
man.
For fucking,
fucking
15 hours of global on Remembrance Day.
Yeah.
But for May 9th, maybe we could get three games in of smaller
do
games.
Do classic, man. Classic's 42. Fun.
Even 42.
Play 42, play classic, play anniversary. You could probably do all three.
You know what? If you started off and had a game of 42, if it was a really good game and it was well balanced, you wouldn't care about the other games. Right?
Yeah.
So we'll start with 42. And if we can see a balance and the scales are tilting, we'll say, okay, call it. Then we'll play some
that's
classic.
That's the problem, though.
That's a classic. We'll go to classic, and then we'll play a game of classic, and we can talk about, do you want to do scientists? Do you want to do cards?
Right,
and just have some fun with it.
Here's the problem,
but
though, right?
But what I wanted to add, just to close
okay,
this,
ahead,
Isaac and I played Anniversary
with
cards.
Yeah.
Oh my fun. God, was there so much? Remember?
It was fun.
It was
it
fun.
Was. Okay,
you'd never be able to finish.
Two twos.
Well, you
actually,
go through the cards only
three.
Once. You
well,
don't shuffle.
It depends. If all the cards come up axis like they did the last time all three of us played the cards. And then you go through the
right
deck afterwards
three, three.
And all the fucking allies cards.
Yeah, I know. It does tilt the scales too. But classic.
Yeah, one, two.
I mean,
I got a two. Hit.
Yeah.
Take oh, a tank good. Out. Beaut.
You know what you are?
You know what that's worth?
6 minutes.
Yeah, but do you know what you are?
Nothing. Alexander.
I'm right here. I've got 2-2.
Position. Position is
yeah.
Everything.
Hit.
He can't bring the guys up.
No, he can't. That's the problem. You're maybe right. Bring him, non-com him up.
Non-com him, then hit him.
Here, where'd you hit me now?
No.
Oh, fuck. You hit my
it's
tank.
Gotta start. It's got to start. Yeah, your tank's too.
Isaac has a good point. You only got two ones. Or two twos.
Yeah.
But the rest are ones. They're all hits. So there's no
okay,
way.
You get one for that one for Bulgaria. Which is actually four.
But then he can come back with a cup, three twos. And if he plays the cards right, the Italians would be
that's
there.
That's why,
so
because Italian.
He might be
like,
all right.
Why did he do this? Because
yeah, he's
I can only spend on transports,
ahead.
And then I filled all the transports I have
you
with as much maximum
in.
Of capacity of taking
and now,
I think of the next
four,
round,
five.
Because now these two guys are no Duty. Pressure. They can go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And your fighter and your can fighter land in Alexandria land where the Germans yeah, just exactly. took. Okay, good move. Good move.
Nice kill, Morgan. I didn't okay. see that coming.
What he did was he brought in 3 tanks on from Tobruk into Alexandria, killed the one guy there. And
with my artillery and infantry falling behind.
His Italian there. Fighter on his turn
which can land move up in, non-com.
In Alexandria.
Yeah, it's quite the beer, eh, Muggs?
Yeah,
oaky. He says wine. It's I good. Say oak.
No. I misremembered.
It's oak.
Yeah, like Roger Clemens.
Yeah. Did you mark me up one?
I must have been. I didn't mark the board. I must have been thinking of something else. That right. tastes more like a strong Sam Adams.
Yes, it does.
Who is this?
That's what I like about Sam Adams.
That's why I wanted to split it three ways. I knew you liked it.
You might have heard about
us
now.
No, it's all in here. It's stupid.
No, you've got one for Greece,
last time you said it was
Egypt,
delicious.
Gibraltar, and
yeah, but
one
I don't
other.
Have Egypt.
I know, but you only need 3 of them. Check your thing because there's one
another nice beer,
Transjordan,
named after World War II. Okay.
At the end of Italy's turn, you might get it.
Yes,
another nice beer out of England named after World War II is Spitfire. Excellent fucking beer.
Yeah, because they had honestly, there, what I've been thinking is like you're getting the non-com here.
That was Spitfire.
Delicious. You're getting a non-com here, therefore making Transjordan a little bit.
Oh, longer. You're talking.
You take one or the other and have 3.
That's right.
It's yeah.
You know, what the fuck was that?
Like, Greece is big for money, and I filled my transports as much as I can.
Now
and that's why I was like, I can't believe you don't really see what I'm doing right now.
Oh my god, Turkey.
I didn't notice it. I figured you'd hammer one round, but then you wouldn't be able to come back the next round.
Yeah, it's not a round yet to be able to do, because I want to own this as well. When I'm done, I want to own this so I can go back 1, 2, and even move forward 3 and drop in Tobruk or even, you know, Syria or Transjordan again.
And then start grabbing your oil fields.
Yeah, and it's this.
He's not coming now.
He's not. It's the first time he's put anything on the land.
Yeah, but actually,
a big gap, and he's okay. He's comfortable because my factory is fucking threatened, and it's a really weird game. Like it's
very,
very centralized here, and like nothing going on around anywhere else. It's so empty. Everything's
pardon. Oh my!
You can put a baby in here.
I know it's so huge. It's so
Central Asia is empty.
It's awesome. What are you looking for?
Shnizhinka.
Oh, there's right here. They were under here, look.
Anyways.
Under where?
Underwear.
Hey, Kristen.
Hey, Dave.
How's it going?
Pretty good, you?
So Muggsy's seen the Blue Waffle. I haven't seen that. I don't want to see that shit.
What's Blue Waffle? What's this Blue Waffle?
Don't!
This is my second time on the podcast.
I don't want to know, do I? That's right,
sir. Okay, please.
This is Mark's first time.
Marcus!
Is it?
No,
how are you?
Hello there, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, man?
I think you have to introduce him. Mark wasn't on the podcast.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he said hey, a couple
I think.
Episodes ago.
Yeah, I said.
We used to play this downstairs
only get one first
with the fire going
even
and
if it's a cameo.
Roast in the big fatties. That was like 3 years ago, really. 2.
Was it? Well, I know, but the podcast.
It's 12.
Put him in West Germany this time.
Pretty
now
sweet.
They can scramble.
Pardon me?
Hey, there's nuts here.
What's this?
They can scramble now. It's
why do you have
these? Fucking thick knacker over here.
Look at him go with the fighters. He's starting as the...
Well, you fucking suck.
Fucking Z.
No, it's okay. No big deal.
You ready to collect?
I had my other pants.
Because I'm ready to disrupt your collection.
You guys, go back and forth. It's fine.
I got a silver 125, disrupting up to 3.
Bye, listeners. We'll see you later.
See you later.
Yeah, see ya. Oh, you're being attacked.
Hey, Sam, how's it going? Hey, you guys showed up. Say hi to the listeners. Sam.
Hi.
First appearance of Sam.
First appearance of Sam, that's right. She has not listened or
cool.
has not been in while people have been listening.
So who's winning?
The Allies are.
Which would be UK, USA, and USSR.
I can do the same thing.
Basically,
down there for 12
Hitler
bucks.
And Yamamoto.
You guys are pissing me off in this game. You're taking so long.
Which is the way it should be. Because if not,
hurry up and kill
I'll
me
be German.
Faster.
It's better for
German to start a new game.
I'd be German. Well, I am German. I'd be more German. I'd be Germanish.
You know how much talking over is on the podcast? You just talk over each other.
So
stupid. You can't even.
I'm
like, you listen to it and it's like. It's like it just, wasted fucking 30 seconds of my life listening to nothing, just gibberish.
I'll tell you, I grew up with Kevin Small. You wouldn't think he was Italian, but there was a couple that...
Small didn't look Italian at all.
No. He was adopted by Italian.
She's not Italian.
She was blood. She was Italian. No, she was Italian.
What is he?
Mother was Italian.
Does he know what he was?
Father was Scottish.
So he's a fake Italian?
He was adopted. They called him Kevin. And obviously with the last name. So he grew up with, because the mother was Italian, there was a lot of Italians that used to come over and visit. So when I'd go knock on the door, Kev's mom would come to the door and says, oh, he's in the bedroom. Go ahead. You know, go on down. He's in. He's at.
Yeah.
So I'd go through the kitchen. There would be three. Okay? Not four. If it was four, I could understand. But there was three Italian women all talking, all at the same time, and communicating perfectly. How can three? If there's four, I could see. I could talk to you. You could talk to him, and then I'll talk to you, and then... He'll talk to him, and then I'll talk to you. But three, you can't do it. It's like, and I just walked by the table, and it was just a clusterfuck of like chickens.
Yeah.
And they would all be talking.
You know, also about is
how can they do that?
Jamaicans.
And I used to laugh. So Kevin says, "Did you understand it?" And they'd all be in English. They weren't Italian. It was all in English. I said, "I didn't hear anything." I heard like, I could not understand. We laughed about that. Oh my god. The chicken table.
What is he? Nationality wise.
I think he's... You mean... Yeah, he'd be French and...
Two ones and a three in Romania.
Maybe Canadian or something.
Yes.
I don't think he ever searched.
Romania, I got a two.
Not sure. He grew up in such a good household.
So how's the rest of your name, I think?
People are awesome.
Not bad. Really good name. You got me once.
Did you get me?
Yeah, I got some.
He couldn't get better parents
than... Did you get me?
No, I missed you.
Than him, eh?
You know what? And a three.
They knew...
Miss. Oh my god.
Motherfucker.
You missed.
Hey, John Holler.
Fights are fucking
amongst John Holler, the owner of Marineland, right?
Yeah, dick.
Wanted to open a park up near Kingston area and wanted to purchase this land off of this guy named Rod.
One of three and four.
Well, Kevin's dad knew Rod, and it was called Two Isle Lake and 3 Mile.
East Pole.
No. Two Isle Lake and Mountain Lake. And he owned a section up there and they wanted to purchase this. And the guy never sold. And at the time I was thinking, why would you not sell? John Holler was offering unbelievable prices. They never sold. You know why? Because Two Isle Lake was spring fed and the spring ran right down through the mountains because it was sunk down. You know, Kingston is like a lot of big heavy rock. That's where the Cambrian Shield comes in. So you get a lake that comes down off of a sand mountain and ends flat.
Yeah.
So you could just cast as high as you can up against the rock. Bing, it bounces off. Down into the black water, you're like 50 feet down. It's so deep, right? You got 50 feet of line out. Because you throw way the hell up there. Let it bounce off. Yeah, we used to do that as kids. Throw way as far as you could way up because it was unbelievable. And it was spring fed. The spring came down. These guys are old guys. They were born probably in the 30s or whatever. They dragged an old fridge down there, knocked all the guts out before. Dragged it down, put the fridge right in the middle of the fucking stream coming down. So what happens is you don't really see it. The stream comes down. You open the fridge door. The stream's running right through the hollowed out fridge. There's a cup hanging. You dip it into the cool pool that they made because they dug out a little spot. It was awesome and always cool, even in August. Nice cool spring water. Take a drink, close the fridge door in the middle of nowhere. We laughed our heads off.
That's cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Kevin's dad says, listen, I'm gonna get my fill. I'm gonna catch my limit and I'm gonna go back up. He says, Kevin, you respect the land. I'm thinking, listen to this guy, he's gonna catch his fucking fish and just, I'm just gonna catch my fish. He did. Like 7 casts, 6 hits, he's in, scaled, he's out, he's gone. Well, in like 2 hours.
Yeah. Come on.
I thought, holy shit.
Really?
Kevin, this is fishing heaven. He says, that's what he says, if you damage a fish.
Don't need my capacity. There's 3 guys sitting at the table right now, no mind capacity whatsoever.
I've got a little bit.
For what?
Speak for yourself, dick.
I think I might be still drunk.
Yeah.
He got 3 hours sleep. I got 3 hours
I slept like a champ.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't drink when I went home last night.
I did not get
went right to bed.
I got more than 3 hours sleep.
As soon as I got home, I went right to bed. I was in bed by 5 o'clock. 20 after 5. Max.
Pat, you're ready to go.
I feel great today.
And Japan does not want to move.
Who's go?
No, Japan shouldn't move.
Japan should hold the towel.
All ass, so.
They should all tie towels at the end of their bayonets and stick out of the rice fields and say, I surrender.
Okay, I surrender.
I surrender.
Nice.
You too, right? Dick. Let's play classic.
I'm going to piss first. I don't even care. Take my time. Like
don't cross the streams. I'll be down there pissing myself.
Okay, whose turn is it?
So where am I supposed to pee?
Japan.
Hello.
Okay, jabbers.
David.
Okay. Why'd Chicky Face go to the washer? I gotta piss like crazy.
No, I think he's going.
I'm
going.
Piss. I know, me too. I can't wait. Hurry back.
David, I am in the garage by myself. And yes, I just may throw the towel soon. Fucker.
Good thing this isn't video. You'd be able to watch me cheat. Looking scarce. Doesn't matter what I do as Japan. Unless... Oh, I've got a dice, and I'm going to roll it while you guys aren't here.
And I'll be very honest about it. I swear.
I got a 3. Three destroyers.
$21.
That doesn't help me at all. I'll lose my factory.
Careful.
Oh, nice colors. Can I draw something?
Another.
What
did I draw?
$5.
Can I use like white? Look over. You know what? 7 guys. Gotta do it. 7 Japanese. Men.
Red and the gray. And 1 man.
It's a little tiny hop scotch. It's a finger hop.
It's a 172 scale hop scotch. That's right. Okay.
There's home.
Oh, all by yourself?
Yep.
Not anymore. It's me and my pickaxe now.
I'm fucked, man.
Can't believe you haven't quit yet.
Really? I've been feeling that way a little bit.
I don't know. Germany's pretty strong. But
Germany, you know what?
I don't
know.
You're not making any advances.
I'm not. I can't. It's hard. Especially because the UK is in the fucking business now. And all they need to do is buy transports.
The
transports will probably double very soon and I will be fucked.
Yeah.
I'm just holding on. And even the Italians are taking a long time to do anything.
But Japan's got to fuck
I'm fucked over here.
The American Navy.
Right now, basically, it's a decision between 7 infantry on my major factory in Korea or 3 destroyers to put down at the end of my turn.
But you know what? You're safe from America.
I just created a new game for a kid.
Let me ask you something. Do kamikazes work on subs?
Kamikazes on subs?
That's what we were surprised about. You're not using kamikazes on his name.
In this game, a sub is submerged all the time
kamikazes because they're only 2s in battle.
Right.
But I
don't
know. I mean, can I attack with a kamikaze and use the kamikazes on my
attack? Not during attack, only in defense.
Well,
see, there's so many questions. Like, for instance,
actually, you know what, Mugsy? Because that's very important. Because you could come in with your Navy and your kamikazes right now.
Yeah, you might want to look that up.
Look it up and make sure.
No, kamikazes is only on the attack or the defense side. You said.
Just hold your horses. We're gonna look it up.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Very confusing. A lot of fucking rules in this game.
Oh, you know, there's always question about rules, because even like I said earlier in the last podcast, when I was playing with Josh, my younger nephew of 10, he developed rockets as the U.S. wanted to know if he could move it
to Gibraltar
and use it in the classic. You can move it in one round.
All right, let's read through this. Japanese player has ability to make a special defensive strike against Allied surface warships. Never mind. Defensive. Yeah. You don't need to read anymore.
That's what I thought.
Or do you? Every time you do that, the rule comes back, oh, I fucked up.
And then later on, except for the one special case of attack.
Yeah.
And it's around your capital.
If it's at the end of April.
That's right.
And it's round 8.
Second last day in April. an offensive strike may occur if the following conditions are met. There are only men in the garage.
Okay, what about... check. Yeah. You know, what about against subs?
Your bladders are all empty. Check.
I know, me too. I would like to know how this guy wins as the axes all the time.
Because he's a dick face.
Fucking good and he knows what he's doing.
No, no. Come on now.
It's Malaya, I'll bet you every fucking time.
Germany. I'm talking strictly Germany. I don't care about these guys. This year, you're on your own.
Clear out the fucking
all the time.
Navy and fucking hits them with a bunch of transports.
You know what I would do every time? If I was Germany, this
aircraft
is my,
carrier.
This is my plan. No, that's a gimmicky fucking thing. I did it last time. I wish I didn't. Buy fighters.
It can help.
Make sure the coast of France is
supported heavily.
Fighters like crazy. To be able to scramble and all
and
that
defend.
Fucking bullshit there.
And defend.
Take out all the British Navy first round.
Okay.
Fucking attack Russia as soon as you can because Russia gets $37 plus every fucking
so
round.
So don't wait. Open war.
Go in as soon as you have enough.
Round one.
Bring everything to the Eastern Front. Hammer them straight for Moscow. Or straight down south to get your oil money. Build up in Volgograd, Ukraine.
That brings
Italy,
the states
Italy
into
should
it.
Be able to take care
does
of this.
Does that bring the states in?
Should, but Italy's
brings
fucking got
Europe
so much to deal with. The British Navy is too fucking big starting in the mid.
That's true. I do agree.
Italy is either boom or bust.
Can Eastern Europe be United States? Eastern.
Eastern
side. Eastern U.S. Can they come into the war before? Because they shouldn't be able to.
No, here's the thing. No, America's all one nation. It's not separate like Britain.
That's what I'm saying. So
it's not even separate.
So
just
my
the money
question
is
if Germany attacks Russia right off the bat, like you say.
Oh, no, that's got nothing to do with America.
Only way to bring the states into the war is by Japan, right?
Oh, well, Germany can attack America.
Germany's not going to attack over there.
Well,
no, ever.
Don't
they,
say they're not.
Ever. Ever.
The thing is, they can.
I bet you I could play against everybody in the world and nobody would
other
do that.
Other than automatic round three... It's usually Japan
that's
that
what I'm saying.
Brings America
basically,
into war.
Okay.
And if Japan attacks America and America becomes at war, it can declare war on Germany and Italy.
Right. The only reason I ask is because I have other thoughts about how things could transform if that would happen. And I
Germany could make it into Moscow before America, theoretically.
That's what I'm
before America's
thinking.
Even
yeah.
in war. Yeah.
Yeah, before they reach. They could be in a
yeah.
war and not even reach yet. So that's what I'm wondering.
I think the best move for Germany, and
tanks.
I, you know, it
you gotta
could
have
change
tanks.
In a month from now, but I think the best move for Germany is to go after Russia immediately.
This is going
to
be fun. Isaac, you've been holding out just for this battle, I'm sure.
Big naval battle?
Do you want me to marshal it?
Japan's coming.
You want me to marshal
there.
It, buddy? I can see marshal. We got three kinds of marshal.
No,
we got the.
He's going to line up and fucking crush it. Old school.
For advertising purposes, we have three types of marshals. We have the sea marshal, we have the air marshal,
yes,
and we got the field marshal.
Okay. Who's going to advertise with us on that?
Field marshal.
I already told him last what? Episode I'd advertise for
him. No, but
free.
What I'm saying is like you've got...
Why would he pay me?
You've got... I'm not even talking free.
It's like I know you said you'd do it for free, but here's
the
money.
I mean.
No.
It's free. It's all free, man. We want people. We don't want money.
Right, okay, but
the
then what happens,
bring the
when,
money.
What happens when Air Marshal comes in and says, hey, what about my little piece of the pie?
There's no Air Marshal.
And then you just said there was. And then Sea Marshal comes in and he's like, hey, man, what the fuck?
It all falls on the field. You cannot take over with air. You cannot take over with sea. You can only take over with field.
You're fucking high.
That's right. That's why I'm creating this beautiful
kill.
I'll take a dab, by the way.
Oh, you know what, Muggsy? You win this fucking fight. You can even non-com
shit
in, grab your guys,
hard.
And hide them in Korea.
I know.
Oh.
No, I didn't know that, actually.
He might fortify both his major factories in this one move.
I have an extra
15.
I did not know that, actually.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yeah, you win that fight. You can non-com in and bring guys to Korea.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
had
still
I
your
known
factory.
That,
you can drop guys there, but
had I known that, I would have bought destroyers under, like we were talking earlier.
What?
I was super joking.
Why would you do that?
Because what do you mean? Why would I not with subs?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But whatever, roll your dice.
This is what's coming in.
Yes,
not a big threat.
Italy ass fuck all.
this not coming in anymore. Could come Where in. Is that coming in?
But this I would is not what's going to do the immediate. This is what's going to do the immediate damage.
Okay, yeah, the subs in.
So I would buy destroyers and be able to non-com shibby around available man troops to bring to here without having to buy.
Your destroyer will be gone in this round. You will not.
That's why I want to buy a destroyer.
No, he's going to hold on to that destroyer for a while.
He will not.
And otherwise, if I did not, you know,
yeah,
if
one, I, two, if three, I, four hits.
Not knowing that I could actually buy for the waters and be able to transport guys back and forth afterwards,
well, you
I wouldn't have spent the money to put men on Korea. I would have put less at home and not, and I would have put at least a destroyer, one destroyer.
You need men in Korea right now, like crazy.
And you can put down.
Look at the fucking.
I'll tell you right now, this is not coming into there.
That's where it differs.
Pardon?
That's where it differs. Is
this?
That's where it differs. That's where it differs with.
Come into there.
Navy, asshole. Fucking stop saying this.
If it can come into there, then that means you rolled really bad in this battle.
This can come into there. Point away. Listeners know exactly what you're fucking talking about.
Okay, if the Hawaiian Navy, yes, which is a very small force, consisting of two transports, not even loaded, with one infantry, two artillery.
It looks like a lot.
And
these
a cruiser,
are useless hoojacks right now.
Yeah, but
all they do is take hits to be able to land on the water.
4 to 5 fucking guns.
Yeah. The state still goes after me.
Eh? Yeah. Well, rolling
those
out.
Plastics Unless are worth nothing. There's a lot of
we're having a huge battle in the Sea of Japan.
That Navy doesn't look as big with the transports left behind. The
United States has
it's
three transport ships.
You guys, it's going one aircraft like carrier. Huge. He's got a lot of ones
with two beautiful unpainted pieces.
But
from
he's got
historic
two
game. Is this our historic game?
Historic
dude?
Board gaming. The Hellcats.
Historic
yeah.
board gaming. Outstanding pieces. Thank you. Three submarines, actually five submarines, and two battleships. The Japanese is trying to reclaim their own Gulf with...
It's not a Gulf, it's a sea.
They want the Gulf. It's a...
No Gulf.
There's three aircraft carriers coming in.
Point at the Gulf for the listeners.
The Gulf?
A point at the Gulf.
That's it's not a Gulf. That's the Sea of Japan.
It's definitely a sea.
The whole
sea.
Thing is the Sea of Japan.
This is a Gulf. The Gulf of...
That's right. And what does a Gulf? What does
Persia,
a Gulf
or whatever?
What does a Gulf usually have?
Enclosed area with
no,
a narrow
a seaport
leaving it.
A seaport.
Well, yeah, I guess the Gulf of Mexico
it
is
still
not
has
the same.
Like
an it's not a Gulf. There's no Gulf in Japan.
Okay, let's go to Google Earth and then we'll come back.
Google
Pause.
Earth.
I've got a two.
We
Google
have
my two dick, motherfucker. That's the Sea of Japan.
2, 4, 3s.
It is the Sea of Japan. I already said that.
Three threes.
But they want the Gulf back too.
4, 5.
Which would be this little area in here.
Five. Gulf of Tormuz.
3, 4s.
Maybe that's what it's called.
No, that's over there.
One. Oh, well then why would you say that then?
Why would I point and say the over there? audio podcast.
Five. Yeah, I guess.
That's
the Persian Gulf.
Oh my
where
god.
The Gulf of Tormuz is.
Okay.
This is the Gulf of Tormuz.
Aircraft carrier has no defense.
In Vietnam.
Yes, it does. It has a defense of two.
A two.
C-Zone 37 is the Gulf of Tormuz.
You have a whole lot of
I
ones.
Believe.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five this ones. Is disgusting.
5 ones.
What's the
oh,
two
nothing.
Hits.
Oh! Nothing, you know?
It's going to cost you a lot of money.
Yeah, I've hit with the ones there. I haven't even fucking rolled the rest of the shit. A two
that's
for the aircraft
it.
Carrier.
Oh, missed with the aircraft. Oh, that's it.
Three,
that changes
four
everything.
4 fours.
Oh, 6, 6.
Who rolls like that?
4 sixes.
The ones
two
hit.
Hits each.
Muggsy rolls like that. Way to go.
The ones hit.
Hey, how does it feel, cock knock?
Doesn't feel very good.
Not too bad. You only hit me twice.
It felt a lot worse if you hit, Muggs.
Yeah, nothing has changed.
Nothing,
you tilted battleships, I tilted
changed.
Carriers.
Let's go.
Yeah, there's
exactly
the same.
I've got a 2, 5 threes, and 3 fours. A 2.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to do a lot.
5 threes. That should do some damage right there, 5 threes. Doing 3 damage.
5 sixes. So it's a Yahtzee.
Something is dead now.
NG.
And 3 fours.
NG, Muggs.
Hey, fucking again,
yeah,
motherfucker. Dabs in the garbage. Fuck, I hate you.
Hey, get somebody hits
I'll
like
move
this
them
time,
later.
Dick.
No, I'll move them now.
All right, good. You got one for the ones, and you know the rest is not going to go the same.
Dick.
Two.
I got
A two.
A two.
And four fours.
And four fours.
Neither of us were big fours.
Oh, yeah. Six each. No, one, two, three, four, five.
Oh, you hit all four.
I got five of you. Fucker. You got six of me.
Subs, take the subs out. Can't tip your aircraft.
Five.
Can't tip your aircraft. Kid.
Sure. You think he's going to take off?
He'll pull out, man. Just
and
to
then what?
Fucking
I'm left with some shibby here. That might be a good choice for him. He won't. He wants it gone.
He
wants everything gone. Forever. He doesn't want to see any green in that sea. Guaranteed.
Well,
guaranteed.
Then do it.
Tip, I don't know.
Tip your aircraft.
I've taken out five. I owe one more. Let me think about
it's
this.
A tough fucking decision.
Yeah, it's a tough decision. You took off five already? Wow.
That's Gil Morgan. He might win this after all.
Maybe.
He needs two hits on your aircraft carrier, two hits on your fighters, and a battleship hit. Five, he needs five hits.
Yeah.
And he's
give me back my bullets.
Four threes, two fours, and a two, and another four.
Could be testy. You might not want to go through with it.
You're going to lose.
I got a two.
I forgot who's rolling the dice.
One, two, three, four.
Four threes.
Four threes.
Nice glove. Oh. Safe.
Four fours.
Oh, God. Is that it?
Three. Oh, yes. Four fours.
No.
Three fours.
Three fours.
It's always been three fours. Five hits.
I got a two. The two finally hits, and I got three fours. Oh, yeah, look at them all.
Three hits. Well, you can take your destroyer off now. He's getting no worse. Oh, no, the Anzac subs. Never mind. Well, they can't reach up there this round anyway. Anzac subs are not within reach. So he could take
nice the battle, Muggsy. Good rolling.
Why wouldn't you take the destroyer off?
He wants the destroyer
what
to protect.
They can't reach.
Dave, you want me to throw these in? Or do you want to replace them or something?
Throw them in there. We might buy them again. I'll pick them out later.
I'll pick them out right now if I buy another fighter, but do you want me to put them in there?
Yeah, throw them in there. Yeah.
Look at those.
Doggy, that was a good move.
Hold on.
For those who just joined in or have been listening along,
the
United States has been eliminated from the Sea of Japan. Japanese has reclaimed the Sea of Japan. And they're sitting actually quite proud.
I just want to keep that because I got a... Yeah.
You could land those there and then see what happens.
Because these are cheap, right? I never thought of that on the fucking taking them off.
Yeah, that's
right. What's cheap?
His cruisers are $9.
Well, these are cheaper than
cruisers
my fucking
cruisers are not
tax.
Cheap. They're $12.
They're $9 for bucks. Him. He gets $3 off the motherfuckers.
They get $9 off and fucking $1 off my destroyer. So in taking,
I thought it was a buck off
and
each ship.
It. And removing unit. No, the higher you go, the more it's off. Like
I've never had that.
That's actually the same discount as a battleship. Battleship goes from 20 to 17. The cruiser goes from 12 to
17.
$9. $17 battleship.
And that's what I'm saying. I can take those as hits and replace them a lot easier than.
Wow, that's.
And these can still scramble, right? This tax.
They're super cheap.
Tax scramble.
Okay, are you going to move your transport ships?
You can scramble three from here.
Because you're driving me crazy.
Oh, you know what then?
You can land a fighter maybe in Korea.
That's right. Okay, I'm glad you said that because defense on the land is what I need.
Yeah.
You can bridge them all, bring them all over. Nothing's gonna hit your land now. I don't even have enough to clear your waters. You gotta land your planes.
Two rounds. Britain's got a double short barrage and a tank and an imp.
Britain's coming in heavy, and they're going to use the Chinese as the whittle makers.
In two rounds, Anzac can drop a couple of dudes off, and in two rounds...
It's got a nice little Air Force going on. Mm. Nice little Air Force for Japanese.
Are you kidding me? That's three planes. You have more in Jehol.
Four. He's got four, and he's going to be boxing.
You've got more planes in Jehol than he has in Japan, in the entire fucking empire.
Yeah, but the disadvantage is they don't move all at once. They got to move separately, therefore they're weak.
True. And
only
Chinese
good on defense. Only good on defense, and I'm not on defense anymore. Yeah. I'm on offense.
Chinese fighter can't even fight anybody right now. Can't even go into Korea.
I want to see what he does with the fucking Korean factory.
Well, let's get America's money out.
Because Britain would absolutely love to have that factory. Who are you digging up?
America.
Okay, good.
60.
I need help over here this time. you had your round of help?
75, 79 bucks.
That's a beautiful thing.
We've got two labs.
I'll take 39, you take 40.
We've got two labs. You want to spend 10 on two more dice?
Let's roll dice right now and see if we get shipyards, then we don't have to fucking get money back.
Just for,
record. Yeah!
Just
yeah.
for record.
Yeah! Yeah! We've been waiting for that. How many did you get?
We got two, but you only get one in this game.
No, you rolled and I rolled.
No, it's not like classic where you
get Oh, well then, fucking Z Deutsch.
You only get one.
What do we want, Davey?
We want a chart, two.
All right, go.
Do you want to roll the dice
for
the
chart?
I don't know.
Steve? Second chart, too.
How about if I roll and you tell me whether I want to roll that or not? Here we go.
Good thinking.
Two.
Jet fighters.
Am I really at 15?
Attacking fighters now hit on a 4. When escorting bombers hit on 2.
Fighters are perfect.
Escorting bombers.
They attack and defend at 4.
When you're doing strategic bombings and you bring an escort in, instead of hitting at 1, it hits at 2.
Two.
Right. Nice.
Am I really at 15?
Holy. The Japs are hurting, man. Count it up. They gotta get some money back.
USA
I'm
about
hurting uni
jet
bag.
Fighters. And
the problem is the Japs don't get bonuses, and then when they don't get the bonuses, then they're hurting. You should always get a bonus of some sort. Even if you took something and lost it, you should always get some type of bonus. Because once you go
down... That's the Navy that I started with. Nobody's attacked and nothing's happened with that.
No, I bet you want them on those carriers like crazy. Or that carrier anyways.
This is what I want.
No, I'm not in range. I'm not coming after you. So I think you got yourself a... I got some subs that might do some damage for Anzac. But
not right now.
As far as the States goes.
24 bucks, that leaves you 50 bucks.
Holy fuck, don't. Well, I do want to start another round over here. Because I think that shit's going to be gone soon.
UK is pissing me off.
I know it's very boring, but I'm buying a battleship. I'm buying two fighters. And I will bring back those glorious fucking greenies, if I can find them. Made from Historic Gaming, is that what it is?
Combat.
Do I have that
All
address
I got
correct?
Combat, man. I forgot some the more. Guys I got in London. There's two more transports, or I could have bought less shit last round.
Yes.
Do you get anybody in Central?
No.
Nobody at all?
No.
Do you have a tank that could reach over here in two? That you'd be willing to give up?
I could bring these two mechanized infantry
just need one guy.
To Central next round, but they won't be in there till the round after.
Oh, yeah. Nah, that won't help me.
No, you just moved one up there, didn't you?
That's fine.
No, these guys have been sitting here for
three
rounds, these mechs.
No trouble.
I moved the 4 infantry and the artillery about last round from Eastern to Nova Scotia. Non-common, British. Non-common from Iceland, the Hellcat onto the British aircraft carrier in C-Zone 10.
You're doing right there.
He came up last round, he couldn't reach it till London.
No, that's okay. I hate to do this, but that's what I got to do.
That's it. And this bomber from French West Africa, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, he's in London now.
Good job saving that guy, because he would have been dead.
Yeah, if I'd have put him...
I would have put
Listen, I need a calling.
I think just my fighter. It, yeah.
Even just my fighter.
I need a calling between you two here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can land in Libya, land in Tobruk.
Isaac, I need a judgment call here. I'm still in my purchase units phase. Right?
No, you're too late.
Yeah, he is.
I'm still purchasing and developing weapons. Can I still buy a dice?
No, we already rolled dice.
Yeah, you already did roll dice.
We're out of research phase.
That's why he
asked. See, it's half of what you want and half of what I want. Yeah. I like to roll at the beginning to see what
I
want.
That's why I tell you, make your purchases first,
yeah, but
then
like
we decide how many dice.
Because then you get the development.
That's
I hate
not true.
Saying, oh, shit, I got to do all this.
You make that decision first. And you should run through what you need, what you don't. And
yeah,
what
and you should buy your dice right off the bat. But it does say
no. No.
Oh, yeah,
you
always
should buy
develop.
Your units first.
No.
Then you know how much money you have left over.
No.
Then if you have the extra, then you roll all the dice.
You put it in development.
You're
don't
out
fucking,
of your fucking mind.
You wouldn't build.
Tanya,
you
tell
wouldn't
this
build
asshole
an
he's out of his fucking mind.
You wouldn't build an aircraft.
Because he's out of his mind.
Say, oh.
Did you just tell him that?
We have developed
Dan,
something
an
else.
Source.
No, you develop and then build the aircraft.
I'm unreliable
yeah,
as the source.
Yeah, but you still have it in your mind. You don't actually do the fucking
purchasing. That's right. That's
purchasing.
Why I'm saying, can I
you
still
look
buy
at,
a dice?
You look at your
still
money. You're
mix
sitting
and
there.
Mingle.
You're already sitting there with your money in your
exactly.
hand.
Exactly.
So you roughly give what you're going to need. I need this, 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 and this. What
right.
does that cost? Bing, 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 bing. Okay, you
yeah.
look at your money quick.
That is still the development. You're looking at your money all the time.
And I'm
looking
still at your doing money that right now.
When it's not your turn to fucking know what you're going to do. You know,
you can
I mean?
Roll dice and then roll more dice.
That's fine. I play that.
That is the rule.
I play by that rule all the time.
That is the rule that we do play.
I'm going to stretch that a little bit right now.
Beer.
Yes.
No.
You're down to two dabs after this one.
You don't need one. I just gave you one.
I need one.
Holy fuck. Looks like it slipped her hand halfway.
It's fucking empty. Oh, God.
It's pretty heavy, actually.
Really heavy.
All right, you cogs, I'm gonna fucking go. But I don't really need that. Okay, I'm saving.
I'm fucking done over here. I'm placing units.
Good, I wish you would just
as American
pace a little bit.
Since you told me I should do China, I'm gonna do China.
Yeah, do China.
Non-common.
I think you know what's going on.
27, yes, I'm gonna put everything in Xinjiang. There, right?
Yes. I think you just gotta put everything in Manchuria. China is allowed into Korea, are they not?
Yeah, but I gotta protect Shanghai just in case. I'm gonna put some guys in Shanghai. Look at this. Got him in a fucking leg lock.
Oh, I hate that. It's auto fillet.
What?
Automatic blow job.
I don't like that at all. I don't think you're so gay.
Hey, can I put the
first
can I put the two hooves down with the can I put the hoot? The two hooge?
Can't put the planes on it, no.
What do I do?
Oh my
I thought
God.
You said you could, one
are
and
you,
one.
Are you 1942,
you can do that.
Fucking
can I do it in global?
You're fucking pissing me off.
You should you're pissing Muggsy off. Now cut it out.
You lose upon stupidity.
Just
you didn't even buy artillery? Wow, you're fucking dumb.
Okay, go.
This guy's not allowed to come over anymore.
Don't ever say that, okay? That is not cool. I'm going to collect and take a drink, but not necessarily
in that order. I'm going to kick your ass and piss on your corpse. Not necessarily.
No, I got to get up and get my own beer.
How are you going to piss on a corpse if I'm not dead? That's an oxymoron.
I'm gonna
piss
on,
moron.
I'm going to piss on your live corpse.
I'm a...
That's the way to do it.
You haven't even done your state's turn yet. You're still just...
China's done. America hasn't gone yet. Party for
oh, them. I just didn't collect. Hang on.
Time machine.
I'm just
collecting for China.
Hurry, and I don't work for nobody but you.
28 bucks.
I get 10 bucks.
What in the fuck is going on over here?
I'm going to lose some people.
I've got no money to defend my fucking...
Alaska, I need another phone.
Korea has been more...
Should have $20 in bonuses. Actually, $9.
I just want to double check.
Let's all talk about Nim Dawson.
See, we did go up.
Talk all at once, everybody. Spade's gay. You should have $25 in bonuses.
I'm working on it.
Yes.
That is right. Do you have a fucking unit in France yet?
UK's done.
Oh, my God.
Yo. Ass.
And what are we collecting?
I'll tell you what we're collecting.
A 53...
Fucking money for Britain, which I didn't do last time.
53 million. Just remember, Dave, when you're...
Are you guys done yet? Holy fuck.
I'll take that.
Wake me up.
Give me that shit.
Smell the
before you go, because I'm not playing.
Don't even go there! Oh, I'm not listening to that!
Dave, oh my goodness, that's that side we told you.
Oh, look at the money we saved.
Bottle it up.
Love
we told you.
Bottle do not love wham.
Poop side, yes, I'm sorry.
Sorry, you cannot exist.
You're acting
upon
like fucking
our...
one of these.
Okay? Yeah,
by one of these, I mean the poofy painted
the poofy naval base. God, that's
which
not
are
nice.
Naval
your
bases.
Dad spent a lot of time making those.
When?
He's on your defense for the what? See what I do for you? You don't even know how much I love you. You see?
I did not.
I have nothing to do with wham. Don't talk.
Wham.
Don't put wham and me together in the same conversation.
But the conversation has changed.
Yeah, like three times.
Maybe to the listener.
Maybe once.
Oh my God.
But to the non-listener, that's all I heard was, wham. Your dad. The note. Poof.
I miss that bird.
It's my collar.
It's my
always wear my collar
as
now.
Hard and as fast as I want.
That's what she said.
And I never moosed my hair.
Bullshit. Don't fucking lie.
I don't have an earring.
We know you lived at least 10 years in the 80s. You must have moosed your hair at some
point. I never.
Not even that one time.
Not in
only
the 80s.
Take away the frizziness of my hair.
The 80s, I was like him, man. Fuck. I'd shave right down clean in case of a nuclear attack. One of the good seal on the head.
Nuclear. Wow, fuck. You guys got beards. Shit.
Oh, this would be gone. I never had that.
I like it.
Only the semen could have a beard.
Semen.
Speaking of semen. That's why one's yellow and one's white. So the Frenchmen know if they're coming or going.
Oh my god, you're so fucked, Muggsy.
Why?
Because I'm buying 5 artillery.
Uh-oh. That's all over with now.
Normandy is going to be back in the game.
Normandy's going to be... Oh, fucking god, I can put 3 guys right on Normandy.
I don't even want to play anymore.
Okay, no,
then
seriously.
Then let's pack it up. I said that now it's after 7.
I have to pack it in.
Quitting?
Yeah.
And you're going to quit at 10? Are we going to quit at 10?
What? Quit whenever the fuck you want.
Okay, well then we got...
I can get a ride somewhere.
Exactly. So what we're looking at is setting up and getting in at...
7:30.
Right.
We're going to eat. That's going to kill an hour. We're not going to get another game in.
Not of this, but we start a little... Start anything. We got them all here. We got everything we need here, right here.
I have a proposition. We're not going to finish another game tonight.
No, but this is still going good. If he throws a towel in, he says that's it.
I don't want to start. Cause
are you throwing?
May 9th, I want to fucking start. Yeah. Fucking 42, classic, anniversary, no more global.
Chuck.
And fucking set up a game that's halfway done. So...
Exactly.
I say, you want to throw in the towel? Throw in the towel. We'll keep playing this for the fuck of it. And not record.
That's
and it won't fucking won't work out the way it normally does with this guy who goes, yeah, okay. And then at the end of the fucking win, France goes,
fuck, let's set
He's
up
like,
another
no, game. No, I can still win.
Let's set up another game right now.
We're not going to finish another game.
No, you don't have to finish. We just play. It's fun. That's what we do. We still got hours left. Set up a game of anniversary.
I say we eat. Sit in the backyard and just drink and fucking tell stories. Without fucking listeners intervening.
Get the fucking horseshoes out.
I don't care. I got horseshoes. You want to play horseshoes?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to play me at horseshoes.
I'll fucking play you at horseshoes. Muggsy quits. Thank you for listening to the Destruction Podcast. Britain just bought fucking 5 artillery. And he pissed his pants.
Are you done?
And threw in the towel. Yeah.
You can't be done already. Really?
Don't look at the microphone.
Well, we won't set up anniversary. Set up anniversary. Let's play.
I'm not going to finish a fucking game, is what I'm telling you.
Can I have...
You're not going to finish a game. You start.
We can just keep playing this one for fun. With no fucking pressure.
Well, that's not fun for him.
Are you under a lot of pressure?
I'll tell you what'll make it fun for him.
Because if you go over there...
I will lose it.
And he takes your spot. That's the only thing that's gonna make him.
So what's the deal, Muggsy?
I don't know. This game is gonna go the way that we all foresee.
It's a money thing. No, it's not even a.
It's not. Yeah, it's a money
power. Thing. It's not even a power. It's a money thing. It's an economical victory. I mean,
it is big money thing.
Unless you can come back and you still have a little bit of shimmy. You can give up this and say fuck it. And go after that, make me chase you down there instead of go that way.
Do you see what the
fuck? The Anzac's coming in, so it's just a matter of time. I can't believe you haven't used your kamikazes on anything.
I'm waiting for the right moment.
Well, the right moment. Could have, but you still got, and I got a fleet down there that's going to be moving up soon. Well, it's going to get into position to move.
Shut up.
Germany's just not fucked, but never got things going. Doesn't have any Russian territories. Italy is, here in round 8 going into Egypt, and that
Italy's looking pretty good, actually. Italy's looking
either that or I go sit out here.
Yeah, see, that would be really good for Italy if this was round 3.
Yeah.
But it's fucking round
8. But I lost my fucking navy in round 2.
I know, that was a shitty fucking thing.
He rebuilt a pretty respectable, not too much because there's no air force around right now.
We should have given him a mulligan on that terrible fucking battle that he had. At home. when he lost everything and didn't hit anything, bring him your bomber and your battleship and all that shit. Should have given you a mulligan because that was terrible.
You can't give a mulligan.
You can't give him a mulligan.
Listen, that the fucking
Brits,
bad.
The Brits are in give
a mulligan. You know what the guys gave me a mulligan on when we fucking played on Saturday?
What's that?
I was Germany. I set up all my fucking naval battles and I'm like, all right, let's go. Boom.
Oh,
I looked down, I fucking rolled dice, I killed a fucking fighter or something in Britain.
Yeah, that's right.
And I looked down and I'm like, I didn't fucking put any units in France. I didn't do any land fucking fights at all. I didn't. France would have fucking had money to spend at the end of round one.
Yeah.
Oh, were you like old?
I'm like, look, I didn't make too big of a case.
I said,
look, I'm sorry.
Right.
I screwed up. I got too excited about all the fucking naval battles. And I forgot. I said, if you guys don't want me to, you know, if you guys are...
You probably yelled in their face. I didn't do this!
Did I do that?
Big scary guy.
No, yeah, I wouldn't do that. I fucked up. I said, look,
everybody was
I'm throwing my fucking...
I just want to fucking pull one of these. Yeah! Like, this is the way he does, right? I said, fuck, you scare the people in the back room. Because everybody was so calm and quiet and passionate. Like, they were passionate, but they were so passive.
Yeah.
They were all so quiet. There was, every once in a while, you'd hear
everybody's
a little rumble.
Reserved.
Everybody
just fucking met everybody. They don't want to be
and
too rowdy.
And one of his fucking,
When the second day we were playing, I fucking killed some fucking thing I couldn't believe I killed. And I was like, and fucking everybody's going, what the fuck is going on over there? And I fucking, I think I killed like a bomber
or
something.
It's funny,
I shot a bomber down with an axe.
It doesn't matter. It's funny.
And I just freaked out and everybody's like,
get into it
fuck?
So much and those
like,
guys.
I can't believe I haven't heard that sound all weekend. You guys
yeah,
are playing
I
board
know.
Games all over.
Well, I heard a little Yahoo over here.
Yeah.
I did. And I seen some high fives, but you know what they would do? They'd go over here, they'd go like this. Okay. Let's go. You ready? And then they'd all go like this over here, and they'd hang around a rolling board.
Oh, yeah. They had one big rolling board. It was huge. It was like fucking a foot.
They'd be this far away.
And it was about 6 inches deep. It was gigantic.
It was, oh, you could fucking roll a handful.
But see, when you don't have a setup like this...
Wait the fuck over there, buddy.
Right, but I will defend that because they don't have a setup like this there. They got fucking... Fold up tables.
Yeah, but make the setup.
Yeah, but
you can have four rolling boards. One in each corner, nobody
no,
has
we
to.
We didn't play. Because they had to have theirs in the fucking South Pacific. There wasn't room.
There wasn't room.
They had one rolling board. That's nothing
wrong
with that.
We needed two tables. We need a table this way.
I'm defending you guys with the one big rolling board. It was a sweet ass rolling board. And the.
Yeah, but it was too. We're not recording anyways. Clap.
We're still recording.
Not that part.
The facility did not. Not the part where you criticized.
Yes.
My new friends?
Yeah, our new friends. They
my new friends? Apparently you have issue with everything
there.
They fucking do. Anyway, now we're going to take that up.
Let's recap.
Yeah, we're going to take that up. Anyway. Muggsy's throwing in the towel. The Allies win. Low five.
Low five.
Because we don't get a high five for that. He was perfect. Anyway,
well,
that's episode 21 of the Destruction Podcast.
It was like 9 rounds.
If any of you people have a problem with anything we said today or would like to advertise with us, let me know.
Take out the criticism.
Let me know. At Destruction, at Destruction on Twitter. Check out the blog, destruction.blogspot.com. I'm sorry, today I was rather pathetic on Twitter. I think I put 3 fucking tweets out, but...
Does anybody really follow on Twitter?
Yeah, about 5 or 6 people.
Yeah.
And
we'd love to have you over.
They're all fucking great.
Compared to 40.
40 people listen to the podcast?
Yeah,
well. You know, they're not
it's
all on Twitter.
Become a priority because...
Listen, fucking rock star, okay? You start at the bottom and you work your way up, okay? Anyway, see you later.
Chug a look a poke, toke, eat, sleep, repeat.
And whatever Muggsy says.
Absolutely nothing, as you all know.
That's right. Good day, eh?
Shed symbols. Need symbols?